Hello everybody and welcome back to a new week with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I'm Harriet and I will be your reader today. Today we have Sunday the 4th of October or the 16th of Tishrei in the Hebrew calendar. We are still in Sukkot, the parasha called Sukkot, and outside of Israel it is customary among the Jewish people since ancient times to double the festival Shabbats, the Yom Tovs. So for you outside of Israel, this is the second day of the first holy day of Sukkot. The reading today from the Torah is actually Leviticus 22:26 through 23:44, but we have been reading through those scriptures, all of them, this week that has passed. So instead I'm going to read a parallel scripture that talks about the same thing, the Feast of Sukkot, and that is Deuteronomy chapter 16 verses 13 to 17. And before we start reading, let's bless the Lord for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. You are to keep the Feast of Sukkot for 7 days after gathering in the produce from your threshing floor and wine press. So you will rejoice in your feast, you, your son and daughter, slave and maid, Levite and outsider, orphan and widow within your gates. 7 days you will feast to the Lord your God in the place he chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hand, and you will be completely filled with joy. 3 times a year all your males are to appear before the Lord your God in the place he chooses, at the Feast of Matzot, the Feast of Shavuot, and the Feast of Sukkot. No one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. The gift of each man's hand, according to the blessing the Lord your God has given you. So that was Deuteronomy 16, 13 through 17. And our second portion from the Torah today is Numbers chapter 29, verse 12 through verse 16. On the 15th day of the 7th month, you are to have a sacred assembly. You are not to do any of your work, and you are to celebrate the feast of the Lord for 7 days. You are to offer a burnt offering by fire to the Lord as a pleasing aroma, 13 young bulls from the herd, 2 rams, and 14-year-old male lambs without defect, their grain and offerings of fine flour mixed with oil, 3 tenths of an ephah with each of the 13 bulls, 2 tenths with each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 with each of the 14 lambs, plus 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offering. That was Numbers 29, 12 through 16. And since we have a Yom Tov today also, it is the Haftarah text that comes next, and it's from 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2 through verse 21. All the men of Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon at the feast in the month of Etanim, which is the 7th month. Then all the elders of Israel came, and the Kohanim brought up the ark. They brought up the ark of the Lord, the tent of meeting, and all the holy vessels that were in the tent of the Kohanim, and the Levites brought them up. Now King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled to him were with him before the ark, sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they could not be numbered or counted. The Kohanim brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place, into the inner sanctuary of the house, to the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the Kruvim. For the Kruvim spread out their wings over the place of the Ark, and the Kruvim covered the ark and its poles from above. But the poles were so long that the ends of the poles were seen from the holy place before the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen outside. There they are to this day. Nothing was in the ark except the two tablets of stone that Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord cut a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. Now when the Kohanim came out of the holy place, the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the Kohanim could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon spoke, The Lord said that he would dwell in the thick cloud. I have surely built you a magnificent house, a place for your dwelling forever. Then the king turned his face about and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, while the whole congregation of Israel was standing. He said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to my father David, and has fulfilled it by his hand, saying, Since the day I brought my people Israel out from Egypt, I have not chosen a city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house where my name would be there, but I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, Because it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you will not build the house, but your son who will come out of your loins, he shall build the house for my name. Now the Lord has fulfilled his word that he spoke, For I have risen in the place of my father David and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised. Also I have built the house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, and have set there a place for the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And that was 1 Kings 8, 2-21. And our final portion today is from the Apostles, and it is Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. And he continued on his journey through the towns and villages, teaching and making his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Master, are only a few being saved? Then Yeshua said to them, Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. Once the master of the household gets up and shuts the door, and you are standing outside and begin knocking on the door, saying, Master, open up for us, then he will say to you, I don't know where you come from. Then you will start to say, We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I don't know from where you come. Get away from me, all of you evildoers. There will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. And they will come from the east and west and from the north and the south, and they will recline at table in the kingdom of God. And indeed, some are last who shall be first, and some are first who shall be last. That was Luke 13, 22 through 30, and that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Hag Sukkot Sameach. Have a wonderful, blessed holiday, feast, Yom Tov of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.
bless you from.